Ruska by Edward Rutherford. This book is respectfully dedicated to those now rebuilding the monastic community of Optina Pustyn. Preface. Ruska, the place. The two settlements named Ruska in this story, the first in the south and its successor in the north, are both imaginary, although a small town bearing this name did once exist elsewhere in former times. Each of these imaginary Ruskas is an amalgam of features drawn from its respective region. In the northern Ruska, where the principal action is set, the old town and monastery somewhat resemble, on a smaller scale, the ancient city of Suzdal, where part of the book was written. The magic springs I saw by the old fortress of Izborsk in the northwest. The Bobrov country house is not unlike the country estate of the Pushkin family. Ruska the novel. Ruska is a historical novel. All the families of Bobrov, Suvorin, Romanov, Ivanov, Karpenko, Popov, and the character Pinyegin are fictitious. But in following their stories down the centuries, I have set them among people and events that did exist or could have. For many reasons, despite the ever-growing fascination with Russia in the West, the history and geography of this huge and sweeping land are only slightly familiar to most readers. Insofar as possible, therefore, I have tried to provide a historical framework for the reader that I hope will be informative without being burdensome. Here and there I have allowed myself some very small telescoping of events to simplify the narrative, but none I believe that does violence to history. In an attempt to convey something of the astonishing richness and the